Good morning, Audio Boom fans. Owen Word here. 20 to 9 in the morning on the 15th of the 9th, 2015. I don't necessarily think this is a typical September morning. I don't remember September being so dismal. I am back from America. And getting back into the old routine. Now, I did record some audio in America. Not a lot. Certainly because, excuse me, still readjusting, but I'll come on to that. Simply because I didn't really have the opportunity to, I suppose. I only got one binaural recording, and when we were in the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, I pushed that audio recording up. But I'll fiddle through what I have got today and upload it. It was an amazing experience. And it hasn't just given me food for thought. It's given me direction and focus. Now I've always liked motorbikes. Back in 97, I passed my motorbike test, but I didn't submit my certificate to the DVLA. Which was a stupid thing. I had a busy couple of years. I was young. I was enjoying life, and I just didn't do it. And you know, I did ride motorbikes, and you know, quite against the law. So riding on the back of a Harley Davidson over the past 10 days has been a fantastic experience. I was itching so much to actually ride the motorcycle myself, but not certified, and that wasn't my purpose. Anyway, what am I doing now before I talk more about motorbiking in the United States? Well, whilst I was away, there was an issue with our car. Sarah, fortunately, I was able to speak to Sarah twice a day. Thanks to a monthly contract that I got with Three, which meant I could use data, up to 25 gigs worth of data in that 28-day period. In the States, mobile data was brilliant. So, you know, I was constantly checking social media and using FaceTime and a couple of Periscope app, Periscope recordings. Anyway, Sarah told me of an issue she had with our car, and to cut a very long story short, it was a problem with something connected to the alternator, which we had replaced earlier this year. And so the car was recovered to the garage that gave us a new engine, which wasn't the garage which replaced this alternator part. And we actually worked out that once it had been given its diagnosis, we told them that that exact part had already been changed earlier this year. And Sarah contacted that particular garage that fitted that particular alternator part, and they didn't want to hear anything of it. So the garage that the car's at now, the one that put our engine in, they were so kind and so helpful, and they've done all of the legwork. But I need to go and fuel this car up. This a courtesy car they've given us, which I think has been lived in by a lot of people, because it is absolutely minging, and it's in such a state of disrepair. Needs new wipers. There's no wiper on the back window. It's a Vauxhall Zafira. I think it's a 1.6. I think that was their smallest engine for the Zafira. and they can quite gladly have the damn car back. Anyway, the alternator part was replaced under warranty. They'd found that there was a coolant leak, and they'd located the coolant leak. Now, the funny thing about this is that I'd taken this to the other garage, this issue, two or three times, saying I'm losing water and I can't see where I'm losing water. Well, oh well, it might be going onto the engine. Well, it clearly wasn't going onto the engine. So this other garage has found the coolant leak and they've replaced the seal, which I'm quite happy about, because I was really worried about that water leak. When I say water leak, I mean it would be months before anything was noticeable, but nonetheless, it was a car that was needing that sorted. So here we are at the petrol station. Which side is the petrol tank on? I will have to look. Driver's side. And it's a petrol engine, Richard, don't forget. And I will speak to you shortly. Okay, I'm back. So, suffered quite badly with jet lag Sunday and yesterday. I didn't think I would, but I did. It was quite a strange thing, that. Where's this woman going? I'm going. Okay. I'll go, you don't. Yeah, when I got home, well, I slept quite well on the plane. It was just over a 10-hour flight, and I didn't sleep on the way there, but I slept on the way back. I slept for about 4 hours on the way back, and thought that when I got home I was fine. Invariably, I wasn't. Slept for 3 hours on Sunday afternoon. Yesterday, I slept for quite a lot of the day, but I also wasn't feeling very well. I think I'm a bit run down, actually. I got cold sores on my lips, which is always a sign for me that I'm run down. Probably a bit stressed that I didn't want to come home, really. I enjoyed that motorbike trip so much. And for those who follow me on other social media, you would have seen the photographs. So, tasks today. So, I'll be at the garage in a couple of minutes to pick our car up. Then we're going to take Molly to the vets for 9:30 for her annual boosters and things and checkups. And then I don't know what after that. I know that I'm quite tired. Excuse me. I think my body is used to, you know, eating at certain times of the day, and although my mind is saying, well, now it's day and now it's night, etc., etc., part of me is like, well, now it's time to eat, now it's time to sleep. So still adjusting, I suppose, which is quite strange. And I, it was difficult to kind of keep up with a lot of what was going on social media, because I think there was just so much going on in the States, really, that, you know, we're on quite a strict schedule, so I could post images to Instagram and Facebook and things. But didn't really have much time to read until it came to the night time. And when it came to night time, you know, we always ate fairly late, or late for me. And it was quite a big group, so feeding time would take a while. And so when it came to going to bed, I really needed to get sleep, because quite a lot of the mornings were early starts, you know, on the motorbike for 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Because we had miles to cover. Nonetheless, it was very, very enjoyable indeed. I can't really explain how much of a... I want to go so far to say life-changing event, and I really do mean that. Not because of the location that we went to, but because of the people that I was with. and the mode of transport, it's really sparked that sense of freedom that I remember from riding a motorbike. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about it more in other audio booths. I'll have to go, actually, because I'm nearly at the garage. So take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.